in this week's parsha, we have the inyan of the Chatzotzros, and I think this helps us learn pshat in some things about Rosh Hashanah as well. In Chatzotzros, we have sometimes a mitzvah of tki and Chatzotzros, and sometimes a mitzvah of trua and Chatzotzros. The examples given here, besides calling the people, are it says kisavo milchama biartzachem etc. Very osim chatzotzos. When you're in trouble and you're in some sorrow, you need to daven for Hashem. This is the makor of the mitzvah of tainus. According to the Ram, you do trua. Uviyom simchaschem vadechem rashechashechem utekatem bachatzotzos. But when you have a happy day and you're celebrating with Hashem and bringing garbanos to the Beis Hamikdash, then you do a tekiah in the chatzotzos. It seems to be that a tekiah is happiness and celebration, and a trua is when you're in trouble and you're in tzaras and you're crying out. And that's why trua is the yabava, is the crying of Im Sisra, and this is perhaps corresponds to, you know, the Ramban says the tekiah is the rachamim and the trua is the midas hadin. Seems to be pshuta shal mikra that tekiah is the happiness, the simcha and the moed and the hodah to Hashem and the happy times, and trua is the tzara when you're in trouble and you're crying out, and is the crying to Hashem. If so, then it is, they point out, that it's very fascinating that what do we do on Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Trua Yelachem. Right? Rosh Hashanah is Yom Trua. Why? Because it's a Yom Adin. And we're in trouble. But what the Torah Shabbat Pah tells us in Rosh Hashanah, that even though it says Yom Trua in the Torah, we don't just do a Trua in Rosh Hashanah. We darsh that we do a Tekiah Lefaneha and a Tekiah Leach, and a Tekiah Leachreha. That we have a tekiah beforehand and a tekiah afterwards. The trua has to be in the context, in the middle of tekios. And maybe maybe the remez is there, that why is the trua have to be? Why isn't just a yom trua? Why does it have to be the tekiahs beforehand and afterwards? So it could be that the trua is that we're in trouble, we cry out to Hashem, we're in tzaros. We have to feel our vulnerability, feel all the tzoras. You have to feel all the tzoras and all the dangers of the world. But ultimately, the context of that is that we know that ultimately history in the Rav Darsh in this is a tekiah lefaneha and a tekiah l'achareha. Even when it comes to milchama b'artzachem al atzar tzoreschem, whatever terrible tzoras we have to cry out to Hashem. We don't cry out to Hashem stam. We cry out to Hashem in a certain context that we know ultimately Hashem's big plan in history is tekiah lefaneha and achareha. Hashem, everything's for the good, it's coming from someplace good, it's going to someplace good. Sometimes we have to pass through difficult and tough times as part of Hashem's plan to take us from good and give us even greater good and bring the world and bring the world to where it needs to be. But even in that, maybe the remez is, even in that trua, when we call out to Hashem, we have to remember perspective and emunah that called the Avraham Rachman al-Tava Avid, that every difficult thing we have is really for some good purpose, and really it's some chesed that Hashem, and really there's some chesed that Hashem gave it to us, and maybe that's even part of, there's a lot of discussion in Rosh Hashanah about the fact that at the same time it's Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Psuchel Menecha, and you can't have Hallel, and etc. And the Arizal said you should cry, and at the same time, Ichlu Mashmanim, Shnu Matakim, Shilch Manus Le'in Nachum, Loki Chet Hashem Mozchem, it's a time of great celebration, and maybe one of the levels of meaning within that is that in Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to feel the Emas Adin, and all the Tzoros, and all the dangers of the world, and how precarious our situation is. But at the same time, we put that into a context of the Kil Shofanel Acharev. At the same time, we realize that all the bad things in the world and all the dangers and all the tzoros are really only part of Hashem's divine plan to be good to us in the world. And they're really only a tiny snippet that really there's a fundamental good in the world. And we have to pass a tiny snippet, or philosophically tiny, we have to pass some bad things and some challenges and some difficulties in order to achieve whatever good Hashem has come to us. But ultimately, there's a celebration of Rosh Hashanah because whatever gzar din we have and whatever type of year it is, it's really just an opportunity for growth and for accomplishment and for fixing what we need to fix and for our good. And that's also in Hilchas Tainius. This is the Makor of Tainius in the Rambam. Hilchas Tainius, the one mitzvah say. Variosa Mechatzotzos from Parshas Baaloscha. So the Rambam says the Pashup Shad of Variosa Mechatzotzos on the simplest level is, of course, that we have to recognize, we have to do tshuva, and we have to turn and daven to Hashem. But the second level of Omer Kapshad is the Tehil Shel Fanel Lachreha, is to realize that even the same Chatzotzros are the Simchas Mo'edichem, even the bad things are ultimately for the good, and ultimately to see in them the opportunity to accept Hashem's Chesed, even if we don't understand exactly how it works, and that, in the end, the Shrua will end, and we'll get the final maskana of the Tkiyah Shel Achareha.